When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Exactly. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Now, I'm about to ask you a question, and I don't want any sassy responses, okay? What do you think that means, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade?
When you have an obstacle in your path, you be optimistic.
Okay, that's very good. Let's break it down and make it a little bit simpler. Can you eat lemons like you can eat an apple?
No.
Exactly. Lemons aren't that good to bite into. If someone handed you a lemon and said, "Here's some lunch," you'd be like, right? But if someone gave you a lemon and said, "Here's your lunch," you can say, "Wait a minute, I can add a little bit of sugar and some water and maybe some mint to make it extra fancy," and you have a nice, refreshing drink. Exactly, right? Okay. Well, it's a drink, yeah, it's not food. You might still be a little bit hungry, but that's okay because you've got something yummy to drink. Now, today in the sermon, Tanner's going to be talking about Acts 16. And in that chapter, Paul, one of Jesus' disciples, and his friend Silas are traveling, doing what they're supposed to be doing, and spreading the good news of Jesus. Now, they were in an area where it was a different area, rules were a little bit different, laws were different, customs were different, and something happened, and there was a little bit of a misunderstanding. And guess what happened? They were beaten and got put into jail. So I think they were kind of like, wait a minute, we're spreading the good news of Jesus here. We've got the Lord on our side, but we just got beaten and put into jail. Ironic, exactly. So it's kind of like they were handed a lemon, right? Have you ever been in a situation like that? Maybe you were not, I don't think you've been beaten and thrown into jail, but I'm sure you've been like, maybe your teacher thought you did something that you actually didn't and you got in trouble, or your mom thought that, or let's see what else could happen. We're running around and playing, having a great time and doing what you were supposed to be doing, and you tripped and fell and scraped your knee, and you're like, what in the world? I was having such a good time, and now it's over. Well, let's go back to Paul and Silas. They were thrown into jail, and they were probably not feeling too great because they had just been beaten. They were in jail. You know, jail's not too cushy. You know, not much to eat, not much sunshine. Not much, you know, didn't have a soft, comfy couch to lay on or anything like that. But what do you think Paul and Silas did while they were in jail?
Prayed.
What else do you think they did? They may have talked to rats, but they actually prayed and they praised Jesus and praised God, and they started telling others about him. They took that lemon that they were given, getting thrown into jail, and they made the most of it. They said, we can't tell people about Jesus outside right now, but we're going to be thankful that we're safe, and we're going to praise God and give him thanks, because they knew he was going to get them out of this situation one way or another. And the really cool thing was, they weren't out on the streets anymore telling people about Jesus, but the other prisoners got to learn about Jesus while they were in there. And there's an earthquake that came and eventually set them free from jail. And even the prison guard got to learn about Jesus and hear about him. And then the prison guard told his family. So they took that lemon of getting thrown in jail and made lemonade. So the next time you guys are in a situation when you're like, what in the world, God? You're supposed to be taking care of me. I want you to think about Paul and Silas and think about how they were in prison. And remember that they praised God and were thankful, even though they were in the not best situation. They took a lemon and made lemonade. All right, let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story and reminding us that you are in control of everything. And we pray that you will give us the strength to make lemonade out of any lemons that might come our way. In Jesus' name, amen.